It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back in quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin Hockensmith, Greg Pickle coming at you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. We talked about briefly just Penn State going to the Cotton Bowl, not going to the Rose Bowl. Wisconsin gets that bid. We'll play against Oregon and Pasadena. Penn State's got Memphis in Dallas. Good matchup. We did kind of leave off talking about the college football playoff briefly, but I wanted to get into that as well. We'll also get into some other Penn State news from the past few days. The Ricky Ronnie to Old Dominion note that Greg mentioned earlier. Will Fries coming back and a couple other items there. But a segment brought to you by our friends at DraftKings Sportsbook. You'll definitely want to take advantage of the convenience to bet wherever, whenever with the DraftKings Sportsbook app. You can do it very easily. Deposit, place your bets, withdraw in a matter of seconds, and you get a free bet just for signing up. Also, if you download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app right now, use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can get a free bet on sign-up. Plus, when you make your first bet, you can get a risk-free bet up to $500. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Restrictions apply. So let's look at the four-team playoff field here. Briefly, Greg, I had no issues with it. Number one, LSU, after beating Georgia pretty handily in the SEC championship game, they'll play number four, Oklahoma, in one semifinal. Oklahoma surging late as they tend to do. It seems to be in their team character to lose a game they probably shouldn't lose, but then to show off that firepower late and make that late bid. Number two, Ohio State takes on number three, Clemson. Those two teams just have a sort of magnetism towards each other, seem to play each other more often than not. No issue whatsoever with LSU grabbing that number one spot. I don't think anybody really had any issue with these four teams as a whole. The question is, Greg, who's going to win this thing?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, it's really hard. I understand that Clemson's going to have the motivation. You did a tremendous Dabo Swinney impression earlier in the show that I hope we can get maybe a redo of at some point this episode. But, you know, just looking at the field overall, I think the only team, you know, if you were making me pick one to win, I just don't see Oklahoma's defense holding up well enough against LSU to even consider them as a possible winner of that matchup. Ohio State Clemson, that's a fascinating game because no team in the country has, I think, been battle tested the way Ohio State has the last handful of weeks.
Yeah.
And it still come out on top. So I think that's obviously a big deal. And, you know, Clemson is a team that's been overlooked by many, but clearly has a bunch of future NFL talent and, you know, can match up toe for toe with just about anybody in the country. So if you're making me pick right now, I think I'm going to take LSU. They just seem to be the most complete team to me. I think they're a deserving number one seed. But, you know, any of the top three winning it wouldn't shock me at all.
You know what, Greg? You're the problem in this situation. We have to go dadgum 500-0. We have to win every game 500-0. We still don't get your respect.
No. And, you know, look, it's just it. And I get it. You can only play who you, you know, who you have on your schedule, and it's not their fault that ACC, there we go, has, you know, not been able to progress. But, man, some people talk about the Big Ten West being a problem. Well, the entire ACC is an issue.
It is an issue. And boy, I mean, you want to give Clemson all the respect in the world. At the same time, if you struggle on the road against North Carolina, I think that was the lasting impression that a lot of people carried with them through most of the year. Because when you struggle at North Carolina, you win 21-20. Well, they did some stupid play for the 2-point conversion attempt that ended up coming up short. And then you don't play anybody after that. Of course, that seed of doubt is going to be planted the whole time. You know that Clemson has had a lot of playoff success. You know that they've got a lot of talent on the roster. But at the same time, if they have little hiccups like this against, you know, okay teams, and they have no chance whatsoever on that schedule to kind of redeem themselves. You know, the difference is like every team is going to have that one game where they struggle and they probably shouldn't have and whatever. But the difference is if Ohio State does that against, let's say, Purdue, wins 24-21, it's not a good surprise. Then they come back 2 weeks later and they get a shot against Michigan. Okay, that Purdue game doesn't mean anything. But for Clemson to struggle against North Carolina and then play Florida State, Louisville, Boston College, Wofford, North Carolina State, Wake Forest, South Carolina, and then Virginia in the ACC championship game and win that one 62-17, the fact that they're rolling through these people doesn't mean all that much.
Right.
So that's just the issue. It's not a we disrespect Clemson. You know, that's Dabo trying to rally his guys and say the whole world is against them, which is just a total crock of crap. But if his guys in the locker room believe that, and if that's something that they're going to rally behind and they're going to use that as fuel, more power to you, I guess. I mean, it's a lie, but if it helps you, good for you.
Right.
So, but anyway, I think Clemson, Ohio State will be. Have you seen point spreads for these games yet, by the way?
If you just give me just a moment here, I'll be able to pull those up. Well, but the one thing I will tell you while I'm looking is, man, I'll tell you what, the Cotton Bowl, Penn State, Memphis, I think that over could be juicy. And I think if Clemson and Ohio State, that total is anything below like 66 or so, I think I'll be in line to bet that one right away. I just think that points are going to be flying on the board for that contest. So you look at the New Year's Six matchups, most of these are out. Ohio State is a 1.5 point to 2 point underdog against Clemson at Circus Sports in Las Vegas, total 64. My initial gut reaction there would be teasing the getting the over a little bit shorter, so in the high 50s,
yeah,
and then teasing that with Ohio State up over a touchdown.
Yeah, that will be
one of those bets where you say, how does that lose? And then, of course, it might find a way to, but
they always
sounds,
do, don't
that
they?
That sounds tremendous. Holy yeah. Wow.
It's interesting.
LSU minus 12.5. That total is a whopping 76.
Wow, 76 and a 12.5 point. In favor of LSU. Boy, a couple interesting lines there. And Ohio State, you know, for as much respect and, you know, historically offensive, defensive efficiency, the resume, the, you know, the eye test, and then they come into the first semifinal as the higher seeded team and they're an underdog. It's an interesting dynamic. And, you know, if Dabo Sweeney's going to go to his locker room and say that they're still disrespected, oh my gosh, I'm sure he has. But if you're looking,
and will let's not forget
and he will.
It's not stopping now, buddy.
If you are looking for the perfect Christmas gift for that dadgum Penn State fan or laugh, then you have to go to 49tailgateclub.com. Talk about disrespect. These guys are disrespected around every turn, every dadgum turn. Check out the tailgate Christmas gift box. Should I keep going as Dabo? Or is it? It's filled with their famous sauces and rubs and even a 49 Tailgate Club apron that you can wear all around town so you're not disrespected by your dadgum peers. I want a gift box shipped directly to you. And for a discount on your purchase, be sure to use KSN, the code on checkout. Enjoy your dadgum holiday. All right.
All right.
Was that enough, or should I keep going?
I think we're good to tap on it for now. Maybe later in the week we'll come back to it.
I just wanted to make it memorable for the 4-9 Tailgate Club guys. Though they've become good friends of the show, good friends of ours, and they make good stuff. So use code KSN and go to 49tailgateclub.com. You won't be dadgum sorry. Other news, Will Fries announcing he's coming back. My question, obviously good news. Four starters back on this offensive line. I think I would say five if you include Mike Miranda and CJ Thorpe because they were rotating guys there, right guard. It's a good thing. But my question for you is, when does it require an announcement, and when doesn't it require an announcement for a guy who's technically draft eligible? Like, is he a guy that you would have really anticipated leaving
eligibility on the table? Yeah, you know, I thought Jim made a good point before we came on the air, which is that sometimes surprising decisions happen with guys either going into the portal or leaving for the draft. I mean, honestly, I didn't really think Kevin Givens needed to announce that he was going to come back, and then, of course, he announced that he was going to the draft. So I think that it clears the air a little bit. It kind of gives everyone a sense of excitement in the fan base when guys come back. It looks good from a recruiting perspective. I think the optics of it alone make sense to have these guys announce that they're coming back, because it, you know, teams tend to get piled on when there's a lot of guys going to the portal. So I think to have that balance factor and have them praised, I guess, for having guys come back makes sense. So no, not a total shock here. Not a total shock that Penn State made sure to orchestrate it to get the word out there. So I'm not sure doing a conference championship Saturday was maybe the most perfect timing way to do it, but you know, they get another piece of this offensive line back, Dustin. It's already a very experienced group.
And I feel like you can probably call it a strength this year, right? You can call it a strength.
I was told recently by a lot of people who were responding to things we said here that it was not a strength and that Matt Leinrover should be fired. And I'm just not on board with that. I feel like this offensive line was we spent less time talking about this offensive line this year, Dustin, compared to the last 3 years. So was it perfect? No. And did the coaching staff put them in position to have the best game plan to deal with Chase Young? No. But for the most part, Penn State's offense did not suffer this year because of the offensive line. Now, it suffered because there wasn't always creativity with the play calls and they didn't always execute the plays, but I didn't think they suffered this year because of the offensive line, and that was the case in years past.
I mean, how many times did we talk about them? That's the ultimate gauge, I think, of the offense. How many times did we talk about them?
Spot on.
It just wasn't very much. We have a recruiting announcement. By the time you listen to this, you might know the answer. But Theo Johnson, the four-star tight end, is announcing today. I don't know where his crystal ball is pointing towards, but
yeah,
got a little cloudy when he delayed his decision.
Right. So it looked like Penn State was the team that was going to land him, you know, back when he was set to decide in November. Then he pushes things off. Yeah, I do think that by the time you hear this, you'll know where he's going. My gut feel is that Penn State, I guess I'll put it this way since we're trying to be vague considering we're talking about this before the announcement, but my gut, Dustin, is that Penn State did everything that it could to land him, and if it doesn't, it won't be for a lack of A, trying, and B, showcasing the tight end in the offense, because Pat Freiermuth and Nick Bowers had seasons to write home about. So if Penn State loses out on him, you won't be able to blame the staff for not doing enough to try and get him.
Is Ricky Ronnick going to Old Dominion? How surprised are you that he's connected?
Yeah, we'll see about that. That could be another topic that comes out by the time you listen to this. We'll see. Old Dominion, they got to get moving. You know, the National Signing Day is not that far away anymore. What, actually, like 9 days at this point. Yeah. So if you're going to find a coach, you better do it really fast. I know that they don't necessarily recruit like other schools do because of, you know, where they are in the college football pecking order. So they're more of a February signing day bunch anyway. But it doesn't shock me. It only surprised me because he has said pretty adamantly before he doesn't want to be a head coach. But if he does, that is the most logical place for him to end up and start his head coaching tenure.
It does make a lot of sense. We're going to take a quick break here. We're still going to talk about news from the weekend. Looking at Penn State and the way they recruited this weekend, a lot of big names on campus. We'll detail that in just a moment.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating, oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
As the trusted leader in daily fantasy, DraftKings has brought their expertise to legal sports betting. Take advantage of this great sign-up offer. Download today. Use code KSN at sign-up. For a limited time, all new users can get a free bet on sign-up. Plus, when you make your first bet, you can get a risk-free bet up to $500. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Restrictions apply.